You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. To clear up confusion, the county executive issued a statement. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley says the visit from FEMA is about fact-finding, not handing out checks. Federal teams will join state and county officials today to verify storm and flood damage numbers across the area. Crawley says it's a required step before federal aid can even be considered. He adds that the county is working closely with state partners to make sure all damage is documented. As people continue their cleanups, state officials are warning homeowners to be careful about hiring repair crews. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says scammers often show up in hard-hit neighborhoods, going door-to-door with promises of quick and cheap fixes. The work is often poor quality, or the crews just take payment and disappear. Officials say to stick with established local contractors and always check permits before signing any deal. Milwaukee Public Schools is getting back $16 million in state aid that had been on hold. The Department of Public Instruction had delayed the payment after the district missed reporting deadlines. MPS says they're now up to date and they expect another $25 million soon. They say they put in a new process to make sure they stay compliant. Organizers want the public to know this weekend's gathering of National Guard officers in Milwaukee has nothing to do with immigration enforcement. The city is hosting the 147th General Conference of the National Guard Association starting tomorrow. Officers from around the country will be here to network, discuss policy, and hear from military and civilian leaders. The event has been on a calendar for more than a year. A handful have announced for the top spot. Now someone has signaled they want number two. Lisa Hale has more.
Sarah Godlewski, Wisconsin's Secretary of State, announced yesterday that she will seek the state's second highest position. Godlewski, a Democrat, is the first to announce a candidacy for lieutenant governor in 2026. Unlike the president and vice president, in Wisconsin, the governor and lieutenant governor are chosen separately. The August primary will determine the tickets for Republican and Democratic parties.
Milwaukee Public Schools are making steady progress on removing lead paint risks from older elementary schools. It's a couple of weeks from a new school year starting. Five more schools have been cleared of lead, with work ongoing at 30 others. The district says they expect all schools to be safe by September 2nd and that they have plans to temporarily relocate classrooms if they need to keep students and staff safe. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 5 of the Brewers and Cubs wrapping up their series in Chicago today. Milwaukee losing last night again, this time 4-3 to the Cubs. The Brewers losing 3 in a row after a 14-game winning streak. Pat Murphy on what he said to the team.
Told them how proud I am of them because there's sometimes things don't go your way. And the wind's blowing sometimes. You can't try to, you know, fight it and you break the branches. You know what I mean? If you try to fight it, you know, and you let the branches blow. And they come back and we'll reset. We didn't get the outcome we wanted, but we showed tremendous heart and tremendous relentlessness.
NFL, the Packers and the Seattle Seahawks in their final preseason game this Saturday at Lambeau Field. Kickoff at 3 p.m. Today, the two teams holding a joint practice session in Green Bay. In golf, Sam Weatherhead from Hartford, Wisconsin, finishing 10 under par to win the state open championship at Black Wolf Run in Kohler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You can never have enough comedy, and if it's cringe comedy, that's even better. Tim Robinson's Friendship had a decent showing at the box office thanks to a limited theatrical release and will now be available to stream. In the A24 studio film, Robinson's character is new in the hood and just wants to make a friend, and it ends up almost destroying two lives. Brian Baumgartner played Kevin Malone for the entire run of NBC's The Office. He weighed in recently about the new Office spinoff, The Paper, headed by the same producers as The Office. According to the New York Post, so far, the only cast member from the original Office scheduled to make an appearance is Oscar Nunez. Baumgartner says the show looks fantastic, and he would happily reprise his role as Kevin if show creator Greg Daniels came calling. The paper will premiere September 4th on Peacock and is shot in similar mockumentary style. If you love big action movies, but insist on watching these cinematic treasures on the small screen, you're in luck. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is now available to stream. The eighth and possibly last installment of the franchise starring Tom Cruise is now available on demand on Amazon Prime. If you need to play catch-up, you can stream all seven of the previous Cruise Mission Impossibles if you have a Paramount Plus subscription. If you loved watching trust fund kid influencer and pretend professional boxer Jake Paul dance around the ring with Mike Tyson amid streaming issues on Netflix, you're in luck. Paul will take on the WBA 14th ranked cruiserweight, that all sounds made up, Gervonta Tank Davis, that also sounds made up. The fight will take place in Atlanta at the State Farm Arena November 14th and only on Netflix, which means you might catch part of it if they figured out their tech issues from the Paul Tyson tap dance. Here's a movie on my radar that should be a big smash based on the classic story and filmmaking team. Frankenstein does not hit theaters until October, but it's directed by multiple Oscar winner Guillermo del Toro and has a solid cast with Jacob Elordi as Frankenstein's monster and Oscar Isaac as Dr. Frankenstein. Mia Goth and Christopher Waltz round out a great ensemble. Frankenstein is based on Mary Shelley's classic novel of the same name. Brian Baumgartner played Kevin Malone for the entire run of NBC's The Office. He weighed in recently about the new Office spinoff, The Paper, headed by the same producers as The Office. According to the New York Post, so far, the only cast member from the original Office scheduled to make an appearance is Oscar Nunez. Baumgartner says the show looks fantastic and he would happily reprise his role as Kevin if show creator Greg Daniels came calling. The Paper will premiere September 4th on Peacock and is shot in similar mockumentary style. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point here throughout the day today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. High of 77. Wind will be north to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, sunny 78 on Friday. Mostly sunny with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.